Ho-dee ho ho ho. The size of my body is of little account. The size of my brain is of much account. The size of my heart is of the most account of all. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. The size of my body is of little account. The size of my brain is of much account. The size of my heart is of the most account of all. Now, we here at the University of Healing teach very strongly that we do not allow emotions to rule our life. Now, if we are to conceive or concede that the size of my heart is the most account of all, that this is our emotions, then we are not getting anywhere at all. We are very, very limited. However, if we say the size of my heart, this is the size of my loving myself, of enjoying myself, of being myself, of living in the reality of who I am, and just going around all of the world expressing how wonderful I am and how wonderful things are. Not praising myself. I don't need the praise. Nobody needs the praise. But rather, being that wonderful person. Do you, do I, walk around every moment of every day with a smile in my mind and my heart? Do I greet every person that I see and with a smile and a joy and say, "Hi, guy, hi, gal, how you doing?" And they say, "Who are you?" "I am me." And that's kind of brazen, isn't it? Now, you go around and you just have a big smile on your face. And your smile is so catching, it's so wonderful, that everybody looks at you and says, "Hey, I like that person with a smile on their face. I like a person who has self-confidence. I like a person who believes that the world is wonderful and that everybody in it is wonderful. I like that. I like that. I like that." And can you say that for yourself? You sure can. Are you saying that for yourself? Well, that's the decision you got to make for yourself. You look at a puppy dog and you have to smile. You look at a child and you have to smile. Oh, some children are kind of noisy and some children are kind of obstreperous, you know. And in that light, they are not very pleasant to be with. But when you greet them with a smile, they have to smile back. When you greet a puppy dog with a smile, the puppy dog has to wag his tail. Hey, it knows when you're real and when you're not real. The puppy dog knows when you really mean a smile and when you don't. And it does not care whether you mean it or not. It means it. It wags its tail and it says, "Hey, I like me and I like my world and I like everybody in it. And hey, be of good cheer. It's a wonderful day and I'm glad you're here." And when you do that, wow, what wonderful things happen. Our body can be as big as a balloon, and some people's are. Our body can have all sorts of attitudes about it that we wish were different. And whose isn't? Who wouldn't like to be Terpsichore or Venus de Milo or Adonis or some other glorious creature, glorious figured being? Who wouldn't like that? Sure, we all would. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. If you really want to be that person, then that's the type of attitude you'll have in your mind about yourself. You will mentally see yourself, that person, if that's the person you really want to be. However, you don't want to be that person, because if you did want to be that person, that's who you would be. That's who you would have the picture in your mind about. If you have a smile in your heart, then that's the type of person you want to be, a person with a smile in your heart. "Oh, but I got troubles." Well, nobody cares about them. Think only about the joyous things and empower the goodness and the happiness and the peace and the magnificence of your life. That's your reality. The size of my brain is of much account, we say. Well, our brain can only get as big as the skull that we have on top of our head will allow. And some people, yes, I was reading about it recently. Some people have a brain in their head the size of a pea, and they are full functioning beings. How can that be? Here you got this great big brain cell, this great big cranium up there, and there's nothing inside but water and the brain the size of a pea. It doesn't seem reasonable. Well, it's all too reasonable. It merely shows us that we are only using a tiny portion of our brain, a tiny, tiny portion of our brain. Well, think of the brain in a flea or a gnat. Think of the brain in a salamander. Think of the brain in a horse. Think of the brain in a cow. Think of the brain in a squirrel. They're all different sizes, and perhaps they don't have the ability to communicate as humanity does. Perhaps they don't have the ability to speak. They don't have the ability to think. They don't have the, but for whatever purpose they are here on earth, they have the perfect ability to fulfill whatever that purpose is. And if that purpose is to get something to eat every day, they do that. If that purpose is to know where the water is, they get that. If they drink the water off the leaves, they get that in the morning dew. They know how to survive, and survive is not the right word, but they know how to live. They know that which in they are living. They know how to use their body. So the brain is really not the thing that we're thinking about here. But what we're thinking about is, what is the joy that we want in life? What sort of a attitude do we want out of life? What sort of experiences do we want out of life? It's not the size of our body. That really is of little account. Although our body is an expression of what we think about ourselves. Not the size of our brain. For we only use a very small portion of our brain. And even if we had a full-size brain in our head, would we ever begin to use it? Maybe one day we will. What a great experience. Maybe that day is right here and right now. Ha-ha. The size of my heart, this is the joy I get out of living. This is the sparkle I get out of living, the magic I get out of living, the fun I get out of living, and that is all that matters. You know, the more I say I like me, the more likable I am to myself. The more I say I like me, the more everyone in my world looks toward me and says, hey, that's a nice guy. That's a nice woman. Wow. The more I delight in who I am, the more delightful I am. Remember these things because they're very powerful. They're very wonderful. They're very meaningful. And that's who and what I am. Now, who and what are you? That's your choice. Who and what I am? I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order, and I am a happy being. Join with me in being a happy being today. And say with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.